Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Hope you are having a fantastic day on May the 2nd, 2016. I am talking to you live from Austin, Texas, and you're listening to the Curtis Harwell Show, America's best and most listened to fitness show with over 6 million listens now. That's folks listening to the show live, podcast. That's absolutely fantastic, and I am your host here every week, Curtis Harwell. I discuss topics to help you to a better and healthier lifestyle. And I really do like to thank all of my listeners who made us the most listened to fitness show on the internet. Without you, we would not have a show to share with you on a weekly basis. And if you'd like to participate in the show today, you can call in at 347-850-8748. You can also contact me on Facebook at Curtis Harwell or the Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio Show or Curtis Harwell Fit, so any of those places. And if you'd also like to send a tweet in, you can do it at Curtis Harwell BB for Bodybuilder on Twitter. And we can get, if you have any questions or like to participate, we'll get you on the show. I'd like to thank you for listening to the show today. Today we're sponsored by Titan Fitnesswear and Wellman Image Photography. Titan Fitnesswear's website is www.titanfitnesswear.com. They have great workout gear such as t-shirts, tank tops, and hoodies. Outstanding prices start at $15.99. Fast shipping, great graphics. Take a look and purchase some of your new gear from Titan Fitnesswear today. Really would appreciate it. Our other sponsor today is Wellman Image Photography. Their website is www.wellmanimage.com. They do family photography, senior pictures, pet sports, weddings, portfolios, and a whole heck of a lot more. So pretty much boudoir stuff, anything that you want to have done for you or your family, pets. If you're selling your house and you need pictures taken, they'll take care of that too. Give them a call today at 512-922-5400. So that's enough so we can get the show paid for today. Today's show, another terrific show. One that we probably covered maybe a year and a half ago, and we kind of wanted to go over it again, a completely different show than what we did before, go over it again. So today I'd like to discuss why all of us need lots of high-intensity interval training, and it is imperative that we do get it. It works for us. It's great for fat loss, before I start talking about any kind of exercise program, I always like to tell everyone prior to beginning any exercise program, including the activities that I'm going to cover here, you should always speak and get medical evaluation and clearance to engage in any and all activities. Very important. Not all exercise programs are suitable for everyone, and some programs may result in injury. It really can. Activities should be carried out for yourself at a pace that is comfortable for you, the user. Now, users and yourself, you should discontinue participation in any exercise activity that causes pain or discomfort, okay? Now, there's a difference between workout pain where you're getting muscle fatigue in that and getting that burning and actually joint pain, muscle pain, which is has discomfort to it. And in such an event, medical consultation should be immediately obtained, okay? I always like to preface when I'm talking about exercise programs, what you should do there. It's really, you know, important. Now, a well-rounded physical activity program includes aerobic exercise and strength training exercise, but not necessarily during the same session. You don't have to do it during the same session. Now, this blend helps maintain and improve cardiorespiratory and muscular fitness and overall health and function. Now, regular physical activity will provide more health benefits than sporadic high-intensity workouts. So choose exercises that you're likely to enjoy and that you can incorporate into your schedule. Now, I recommend at least 30 minutes of moderate, and again, remember the operative words here are at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity, and this is working hard enough to break a sweat, but still able to carry on a conversation with someone. And doing this 5 days per week, or 20 minutes or more above of vigorous activity 3 days per week. Now, combinations of moderate and vigorous intensity activity can be performed to meet this recommendation that I have. Now, I'm going to give you a couple examples. Here are a few examples of typical aerobic exercise. And now they could be walking and brisk walking, because remember, we've got to get our heart rate up. Running, stair climbing, rowing, cycling, stuff like cross-country skiing if you live in the Midwest, out west areas that you have snow, and swimming. Now, in addition, strength training should also be performed a minimum. And again, the operative word here is minimum of 2 days each week with 8 to 12 repetitions of 8 to 10 different exercises that target all of the major muscle groups on the body. Now, this type of training can be accomplished using your body weight, resistance bands, free weights, medicine balls, and or weight machines, and or a combination. So it doesn't have to be either or. It can be all. It doesn't have to be either or. Now, with the high popularity of high intensity interval training, it's on an absolute rise right now. Now, high intensity interval training sessions are commonly called HIIT or HIIT. Workouts. Now, this type of training involves repeated bouts of high intensity efforts followed by varied recovery times, okay? And so really important to have that recovery time in between the intense work. Now, the intense work periods may range from, 5 seconds to 8 minutes long, and it performed, between 80 to 95% of a person's estimated maximal heart rate. Now, the maximum number of times your heart will beat in a minute without overexerting itself, okay? Now, the recovery periods may last equally as long as the workout periods that are usually performed at 40 to 50% of a person's estimated maximal heart rate, okay? Now, the workout continues with the alternating of work and relief periods going back and forth, and these periods, the period total could last anywhere from 20 to 60 minutes. Now, what are the benefits of high-intensity interval training or HIIT? Now, HIIT training has been shown to have quite a few different things on the human body. Now, we have things like aerobic and anaerobic fitness, that means with or without oxygen, your blood pressure, it absolutely will help high blood pressure, cardiovascular health, insulin sensitivity, and this helps the exercising muscles more readily use glucose for fuel to make energy, because that's what your body wants first is the glucose. It's not looking for fat first. It's looking for glucose for energy first. Insulin sensitivity, again, which helps the exercising muscles more readily use glucose for fuel to make energy. And then cholesterol profiles that will help. abdominal fat and body weight while maintaining muscle mass. Now, all of these things that will help. Now, you ask the question, or many people will ask the question, why is high-intensity interval training so popular? Okay, now, high-intensity interval training or HIIT training can easily be modified for people of all fitness levels and special conditions, such as overweight and diabetes. And it's the same for age also. It's age adjustable. Now, high-intensity workouts can be performed on all exercise modes, including cycling, walking, swimming, aqua training, elliptical cross training, speed cycling or spin classes, and in many group exercise classes. Now, HIIT workouts provide similar fitness benefits as continuous endurance workouts, okay, but in shorter periods of time. Now, the reason for this is it's because HIIT workouts tend to burn more calories than traditional workouts, especially after the workout. Now, the post-exercise period is called EPOC, okay? So, again, post-exercise period is called OC, which stands for excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. Now, this is generally about a two-hour period after an exercise bout where the body actually is restoring itself to pre-exercise levels. Now, thus giving and using more energy. Because of this, because of the vigorous contractile nature of high-intensity interval workouts, the EPOC generally tends to be modestly greater, adding about 6 to 15% more calories to the overall workout energy expenditure. So for a period of time after you work out, when you do high-intensity interval training, you are going to be burning more calories within that period. Now, again, we're going to talk about, you know, another question that you may have would be how do you develop a high-intensity interval program? Now, when developing this program, your individual program, if you don't have a trainer, consider the duration, the intensity, and the frequency of the work intervals and the length of the recovery intervals, okay? Very important. Intensity during the high-intensity workout interval should range about 80% of your estimated maximal heart rate. Now, the way that you get this, take 220 minus your age, that is 100%, and then you take 80% of that. That will give you your heart rate. And that's as good a subjective indicator. The work interval should feel like you are exercising hard to very hard is how it should feel. Now, using the talk test as your guide, it would be like carrying on a conversation with great difficulty because you're breathing. You're not quite into oxygen debt, but you're getting very close. Now, the intensity of the recovery interval period should be 40 to 50% of your estimated maximal heart rate. So say, for example, you're on the treadmill and you wanted to do a 1-minute sprint at 6 miles per hour speed. So what you would do is I would have you do 1 minute of interval and then off a minute. And then so within that off minute is the minute that you're going to recover. Then you would go back up a minute, down a minute, up a minute, down a minute, okay? And that's one form of an interval session. Now, this would be, again, this would be a physical activity that felt very comfortable, within that 40 to 50%. Now, in order to help you recover, this period will help you recover and prepare for your next interval that you're getting ready to do, okay? So it's really important that you're on and off, on and off, on and off. That's what you want to do. Now, interval is important. Many studies use a specific ratio of exercise to recovery to improve the different energy systems of the body that you have. Now, for example, a ratio of 1-to-1, you know, might be a 3-minute hard work or high intensity bout followed by a 3-minute recovery of low intensity bout. Now, these 1-to-1 interval workouts often range about 3, 4, or 5 minutes, followed by an equal time in recovery. Now, another popular high intensity interval training protocol is called the spring interval training method. Now, with this type of program, the exerciser does about 30 seconds of sprint or near full out effort, and I do this quite a bit myself, which is followed by 4 to 4.5 minutes of recovery. Now, this combination of exercise can be repeated 3 to 5 times. Now, these higher intensity workouts work efforts are typically shorter bouts, 30 seconds with sprint interval training. Now, what are the safety concerns that I would have with high-intensity interval training? Now, persons who have been living rather sedentary lifestyles or periods of physical inactivity may have an increased coronary disease risk to high-intensity exercise. Also, family history, cigarette smoking, hypertension, diabetes, or even prediabetes, abnormal cholesterol levels, and obesity will increase this risk. Now, medical clearance from a physician may be an appropriate safety measure for anyone with these conditions that you may or may not have before starting an HIIT program or any exercise program, which I, you know, stated earlier. Now, prior to beginning high-intensity interval training, a person absolutely is encouraged to establish a foundational level of fitness. Now, this foundation is sometimes referred as a base fitness level. Now, a base fitness level is consistent aerobic training 3 to 5 times a week for, you know, 20 to 60 minutes per session at a somewhat hard intensity, you know, let's say 65 to 70%. Now, and you're doing this for several weeks, that produces, you know, muscular adaptations. You know, body has to change to adapt to this training that you're doing. Now, and this will improve oxygen transport to the muscles. Now, establishing appropriate exercise form and muscle strength are very important before engaging in regular high-intensity interval training to reduce the risk of musculoskeletal injury. Now, regardless of your age, gender, and fitness level, one of the keys to the safe participation of HIIT training is for all people to modify the intensity of the work interval to a preferred challenging level. Now, safety and participation should always be primary priority, and people should focus more, you know, on finding their own optimal training intensities as opposed to keeping up with other people, because everybody has a different fitness level. And so if you're trying to keep up with someone who's been doing high-intensity interval training 3-4 days a week, and they've been doing it for a year or two, and you're just beginning, you're not going to be able to keep up with them because they're at a different level than you are. So you need to go at your own level. Sometimes that's why in the beginning I recommend people do their high-intensity interval training by themselves, because then they don't get that competition going that they've got to keep up with someone else that may be above them. Now, how many times a week can you do a high-intensity workout? Now, high-intensity workouts are more exhaustive than steady-state endurance workouts. So steady-state would be just going out and let's say, jogging, you know, for 20 to 60 minutes at 65, 70% of your heart rate, and that's all that you do. That is a steady-state endurance workout. Now, therefore, a longer recovery period is often needed. Now, perhaps start with, you know, one high intensity training workout a week with your other workouts. Now, as you go along and you feel ready for more of a challenge, you add a second high intensity workout a week, making sure you spread the high intensity workouts throughout the week. Now, one of my final messages here is, you know, interval training has been an integral part of athletic training programs for many, many years because of a variety of sport and recreational activities. You know, they require short bursts of movement at high intensities, like basketball, running up and down a court. You steal the ball, you're going to go as fast as you can, dribbling the ball down to lay the ball in your basket. So that would be a burst of high-intensity interval training. Now, the incorporation of interval training into a general conditioning program will optimize the development of your cardiorespiratory fitness, and it will also help other numerous benefits to the body. And so give high-intensity interval a try. It absolutely is fantastic. Now, those who are physically active tend to live longer. It's absolutely proven. You live longer, you have healthier lives. Now, research also shows out there that moderate physical activity, just as much as 30 minutes a day of brisk walking, will significantly contribute to longevity. Absolutely will. Even a person with risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, or even having a bad smoking habit, all of you can gain real benefits from incorporating regular physical activity into your daily life. You know, as many people out there who have gone on diets, which I don't believe in, but these people also have found exercise can help you stay on your so-called diet and lose weight. But if you're looking to change your diet lifestyle, exercise will help you stay on that lifestyle change and lose weight. And what's more, regular exercise can help lower blood pressure, control blood sugar, improve cholesterol levels, and build stronger, dense bones. And this is especially important for women and women that are, you know, above 40. It's absolutely imperative. And don't think, you know, that you have to go out and just, you know, start out like you're an Olympic athlete. You don't have to do that, okay? You really don't have to do that. Now, again, you know, check with your doctor. Has your doctor ever said that you have a heart condition or that you should participate, you know, in physical activity only as recommended by a doctor? Things to look at. Do you feel pain in your chest during physical activity? In the past month, have you had chest pain when you were not doing physical activity? Do you lose your balance from dizziness? Do you ever lose consciousness, you know, when you go out and train? Do you have a bone or joint problem that could be made worse by a change in your physical activity? Excuse me. Is your doctor currently prescribing drugs for your blood pressure or a heart condition? Do you know of any reason you should not participate in physical activity? Now, in all honesty, if you've answered yes to one or more of these questions, if you are over 40 years of age and have recently been inactive and not doing too much, or if you are concerned about your health, consult a physician before taking a fitness test or substantially increasing your physical activity. Please do it. It can only save your life. And if you answer no to each question, then it's likely that you can safely begin exercising. But again, before you do it, consult a physician. And it is very important that you do that. And again, you know, some programs can result in injury to you, so you want to make sure that you're ready to do whatever activity, you know, that you want to start. And medical consultation should always be obtained before you use a new exercise program. We had this show on simulcast on YouTube, so the show should be up probably in 5 or 10 minutes. So if you'd like to listen to the show will actually be going to podcast right after the show. If you'd like to listen to the show again to get some ideas about high-intensity interval training, and if you'd like to watch me in studio do the show, you can go to YouTube. And again, the show will be up shortly, probably within 5 to 10 minutes, and just go to Curtis Harwell Fit a show and you'll be able to get it. I hope everyone has a fantastic week. We'll have another show for you during the week. A lot of times I don't know what days I'm going to be on, so because things have been so busy with my clients and things that I have going on in my training business and with the radio show and different things, it's been difficult for me to pin down exact days. So sometimes I don't know that I'm going to have a show within maybe a half hour or an hour before I do the show. But I do appreciate you listening to the show. All of our shows are on podcast, and you can get us over at Blog Talk Radio. And again, I do really appreciate you listening to the show every week. And again, you guys have made us the number one listen to fitness talk radio show on the internet, and we appreciate that. We'll see you in a couple of days with another show. Have a fantastic week. Thank you.